Coming up on today's Autosport podcast, a French rally legend. We talk to Michel Mouton. Well, Michel Mouton is a true legend of motorsport, the only woman to have won world championship rallies back in the 80s in her mighty Audi Quattro. But today, her efforts are focused on getting the next women drivers to the top of the pyramid in her role as the head of the FIA Women in Motorsport Commission. Girls on Track Rising Stars is a global talent competition aimed at 14 to 16-year-olds. And we're going to find out more about that on today's Thinking Forward episode. She is joined by our own James Allen to find out more.
Well, Michel, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the hashtag Thinking Forward series. Obviously, you're well known as the only woman to win a world championship rally in the mighty Audi Quattros back in the day, and also as the founder of Race of Champions. But today, your energy goes into driving more female participation in motorsport. Tell us about your mission.
Yes, hello to everyone first. And I have been president of the Women in Motorsport Commission for the last 10 years. And we have been working on different objectives and different aspects. The main one, of course, is to encourage and to help the more participation of women in all areas of our sport. That means not only competition, but also, you know, engineering, technician, mechanic, official, team principal, communication, all the different areas. We also want to demonstrate that motorsport is open to all, and this is very important for me. Our sport, it's almost a unique sport where men and women can and do compete together on equal terms. So it's really important to show that we can make it. And also the third aspect is we have been developing, of course, different social and educational program for, you know, from the base of the pyramid to the top level. We have been working hard, and I think we have now a good pathway all the way through from the bottom to the base with our different programs. Finally, the last mission, I could say, is that we want also to promote the place of women in our sport. And with the FIA, we try to get also more women in leadership position, for example. So we have quite enough work if we want to do it well.
It certainly sounds like it. Now, the latest initiative is the Girls on Track Rising Stars competition, which is on now and concludes at the end of this week, I believe. You scoured the world for the best female driving talent, aged from 12 to 16. And through a series of evaluation camps, you've arrived at the shortlist of four. And obviously, they'll be shooting out in Maranello for a chance to become, I believe, a Ferrari Academy, Ferrari Driver Academy member, and potentially the first female Ferrari driver in the F4 series next year. So obviously, we're getting towards the closing stages now. How is the program going, and what's the standard like, first of all?
You know, it's really living up to all expectation we can have. It's a fantastic and very innovative program to detect female talent for the future. And it's for us, it's really a big step forward for youngsters, you know. We can help them to reach their professional career at really a critical age, when they often stop motorsport because they don't see any future. And also, I would say the collaboration with Ferrari is for us a fantastic opportunity. It's a real recognition of the progress we continue to make after 10 years work of the commission. It's also a 4 years program, which is very important. That means, you know, it's a durability in the program and a lot of expectation. So we really hope to soon to be able to see the first female Ferrari driver by joining them their academy. So it's really great. We had at the Castellet last week with the Winfield Racing Schools organization, the shootout and the training camp one were a very great success. We have 20 girls, 14 nationality, different nationality. So it was a good potential, a good atmosphere, and I would say, a very strong fighting spirit. We could see the girls, they were really motivated. So the standard is quite high. Some girls were, for example, very close to the time of the male reference lap. So we could see great, great progression of the drivers.
And does it feel to you that you're getting more engagement now from younger girls to get involved in motorsport since the Girls on Track program started? Can you see a kind of a, if it's not yet a tsunami, can you see at least a wave growing?
Yes, absolutely. We know we have attracted, at least thousands of young girls with our program and try to open their eyes on motorsport. The original Girls on Tracks program started in 2018 with the EU founding, and it was a competition model at grassroots level for the 12 to 18 years old girls with a karting challenge. Since then, we partnered with Suzy Wolf and the Formula E, and now it's also an educational model for the 8 to 18 years old, which allow us to increase the number of the girls participating. So this program includes on and off tracks activity, all connected to the STEM subject. It's appealing to many, and we try to open their eyes, with developing karting, media workshop. We have road safety activities, of course, and environmental awareness. We do also pit lane tours, engineering. We cover quite a lot of a subject. We have also developed a toolkit for our ASN to host their national Girls on Track event around the world. And this is also attracting more youngsters. So finally, all those programs are helping us to get more young girls, because we have to fill in this base of the pyramid. It's very important.
Michelle, let's look more widely at the topic of women in motorsport. I mean, first of all, it can't be right that you're still the only woman to win world championship rallies, can it?
Yeah. It's... how to say, it's difficult, because if you look, my time, we had a lot of women in rallying. Today, we are struggling to find women in rallying. We have more women in racing. So how to explain? It's tough. First of all, it's tough for everyone to go to the top of the discipline, especially in Formula One. Only few men are succeeding. How many names you can say? Maybe maximum 20. So it's not easy to reach the top of the pyramid. Then compared to men, our base is very small and has been too small. So of course fewer could rise to the top. It's evidence. But for me, I am convinced the best way to get there is to, first to increase this base of pyramid, to have more girls interested in motorsport, then to go and continue fighting in a mixed championship. This is very important. And maybe also to give more opportunity and same material to women. It's very necessary to progress and to increase your motivation. It helps you reaching your limit and going up, when you have good condition, and we can see it now, so this is a work our commission is doing to create more opportunity to work with professional team and also manufacturer now. And I think we are nearly there.
Well, you mentioned it's 10 years that you've been at the helm of the Women in Motorsport Commission. What have been some of the highlights in that time, and how are you sort of focusing, if we throw things forward now, how are you focusing the mission looking ahead for the next 10 years?
Yes, over the past 10 years, many program and initiative, of course, have been conducted to support our missions. If I have to say some highlights for me, very important was the driver's assessment. that we did in Navarra, who provide us with really concrete data on all the top female drivers. Since then, we have been approached by professional teams to discuss, you know, our selection list and work with them. And so this was really a big step, because suddenly when you have the confidence and the trust of a professional team or manufacturer, it shows that you are on the right way, I think. And now drivers are getting fantastic opportunities, you know, in endurance since 2 years. The Iron Dames teams are very successful in GT. From this year on, thanks to Richard Mills' racing team, we had the first female crew in LMP2. It's really a fantastic opportunity. Both teams finished 9th position at Le Mans in great condition. So it's a very fantastic achievement for us. And what is more important is that they are continuing progressing and improving. And I can tell you that the team principal in LMP2 is very pleased with their performance. It's incredible the progress they have done since Le Mans. So the second point for me, the highlight, is of course the Girls on Track program. At the time, it was a very ambitious program with the EU, and we had 8 ASN partners around Europe. It was a great success. And now we have our Girls on Track Rising Star with showing manufacturers' interest and support. And for the girls, it's a great possibility to be part of this famous academy, Ferrari Academy. So all that for me demonstrates that the work of the commission, we have been progressing, and we are getting more support now, and this is really the key for me, the key of the trying to find solution for the future, to see more women.
Of course, one of the key USPs of our sport, you know, the things that makes it special, and you referenced it right at the beginning, Michelle, is that women can race equally in the same category against men, as you did, of course, very successfully in your rallying career. Now, W Series obviously came along and created a space where women can get more racing miles and experience at a key development stage in their career, but that's racing only against women. What's your view of that series now and the role that it's playing?
Yeah, for me, the series, it's a platform. It's a good opportunity for women to race in for free. It showcases that women can drive, but only in a female environment. It's good to have a lot of initiative out there, but for me, success is against everyone, male and female together. That's why our focus is to promote diversity in the sport, and that we have the same ability to succeed. If you want, it's exactly what happened to me. Why? The question is always, why did you succeed? And I think I could say that, you know, at the national level, I was given the same car as my teammate, and he was also the best French driver. And I didn't want to be ridiculous. I had to push my limit to reach his level, you know. You get the same condition, same material. Then it's up to you to prove. You have, like I am saying, you have no excuse. So I pushed very hard. Then I reached the WRC because Audi called me and again offered me the same car as Anu Mikola, who was one of the best world driver. With the same condition given, I couldn't accept to be 2 or 3 seconds behind him. Impossible. I have worked a lot, hard, pushed my own limit, and tried to approach this level. It has not been easy. And you know, I really think that if I had only been in a female environment, I would have just tried to be the best female driver. I would never have pushed so hard. So for me, it's why it's so important. I know how it's important to fight, and it's not easy, and you have to fight to go to the top. But if you have the good condition and the same condition, it's possible. I am not, you know, special. I am just a normal person.
I don't know. I think anyone who remembers the sight of you wrestling one of those quattros would say you were pretty special, Michelle. We're seeing more women in other key roles, obviously, in racing series. Three of the Formula One team's chief strategists, for example, are women, and race winners at that, plus obviously engineering roles, team management roles, volunteers, and other roles as well. What steps do you have in mind to encourage participation and greater accessibility beyond just drivers?
Yeah, you know, we are trying to promote different opportunity across all aspects. For example, we also have our international seminar every 4 years. We did it in France, in Portugal. We were supposed to do it in Iceland this year, but unfortunately, it was not possible. With our national representative, we are sharing experience, knowledge, practice, best practice. So all that helps also. We have our ambassador who are covering all aspects of the sport, you know, from engineering to official competition. We have also worked to produce and produced booklets on engineering, volunteer and official. We have the great support of Lina Ged and Sylvia Bellet to showcase the work of women that they are doing and in every aspect of the sport. So now we have also, with the COVID, we cannot continue Girls on Track, to go in the Formula E event. So we have introduced the Girls on Track virtual with all the career option, and it's so we still have a lot of work to do, but I am quite happy, I have to say, with all the work we did.
Well, Michelle, we really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us today, and good luck with the finale of the Girls on Track Rising Stars. Obviously, the readers and viewers and listeners can check out all the progress of that on the Motorsport TV channel dedicated to the FIA Girls on Track. Good luck with that, and see you again soon, I hope, somewhere.
Thank you very much.